Pastor Rick Warren often says, you were made by God and for God. And until you understand that, life will never make sense. Welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, in our series called God's Vision for the Rest of Your Life, Rick continues in his effort to help you discover the unique purpose and vision that the Lord has for your life. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can get your very own copy of Open Doors, a year of daily devotions book. It's a beautifully illustrated 365-day devotional from Pastor Rick that offers daily encouragement from the Bible. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Choosing Your Future.
Now here's the key. What matters is not the size of your faith, listen, but the size of the God you put it in. A little faith and a big God gets big results. The key is who you put your faith in that makes the difference. See, everybody's got faith. Everybody has faith. Even an atheist has faith. You can't live in a world without faith. You use faith every day. It's just what you put it in. You had faith when you came in and sat down in that chair that it would hold you up. For some of you, that took great faith. When you get in your car and you drive home, you're going to go through an intersection and there'll be red lights stopping other cars. You have faith that they're going to abide by their law. You're not going up very genuinely going, are you going to go through or not? No. You have faith that they're going to keep the law. Everybody has faith. It's just what you put it in. The key is to put it in Jesus Christ. There are people who live their lives by fear. And they're all afraid of the fear of rejection. I was thinking this week about Bethany Hamilton, that young surfer girl. Remember that 14-year-old who lost her arm? She's surfing in Hawaii a couple years ago, 14 years old. Shark came up, bit her left arm off. And they told her she'll never compete again. In fact, she'll never get in the water again because she'll be afraid. She'll be scared to death. Bethany faced her fears. She got back in the water and became a champion surfer. Some of you, I don't know what this refers to, you need to get back in the water. You've been scared to death. You got bit, you got burned, you got hurt, maybe by a relationship. You need to get back in the water. You need to live by faith, not by fear. You need to go, I'm not gonna let fear dominate my life. I am not gonna let fear dominate my life. I am going to be filled with faith. And I'm going to put that faith, not in just myself, I'm going to put that faith in God. If you put your faith in somebody else, you are going to severely be disappointed, whether it's a boyfriend or the president of the United States, because everybody's going to let you down eventually. The Bible says this in Galatians 2. No one can please God by simply obeying the law. Why? Because we're not perfect. We break the laws. So we put our faith in Jesus Christ. And God accepted us because of our faith. Have you done that? Have you put your faith in Jesus Christ? If you haven't, you need to do that. That's the first thing you need to do. By the way, it says Jesus Christ. Have you noticed that sometimes in the Bible it says Jesus Christ and sometimes it says Christ Jesus? Which is it? Jesus is his name. Christ is his title. Christ means Messiah. It means Savior. It means the anointed one. Jesus is his name. Christ is his title. So you can say Jesus Christ, or you could say Christ Jesus. It's like saying Jesus is Lord or saying Lord Jesus. Does that make sense? Some of you didn't know that. That's the only thing you're going to get out of today's sermon. Okay. Oh, Christ is his title. Jesus is his name. All right. I've been a Christian for 40 years. I never knew that. All right. Well, now you know. All right. Now, we all know that keeping resolutions is a lot harder than making them. Everybody agree with that? Yeah. So how do you keep these life-shaping resolutions? Two ways. Write them down. Here's how you keep them. Number one, get support. You need to get support from a small group. You weren't made to go through life on your own. You need to be part of a small group that supports you in your goals, in your resolutions in life. It's like climbing Mount Everest. You can't climb Mount Everest on your own. You won't make it. You have to have a team to climb Mount Everest. You can't keep these kind of major resolutions. You won't keep them on your own. If you don't have some people in your life to give you support and give you energy to keep you going, you got to keep on having support. I remember one time there was a guy, you know, I talk about small groups all the time because they're more important than what we're doing right now. We have on the weekends maybe 20,000 people at Saddleback Church. About 32,000 are in small groups every week during the week. That's more important. Why? Because that's the real church. Because you can't share your prayer request here in a crowd. When you get sick and in the hospital, a crowd can't visit you. When you need prayer, a crowd can't help you. When you're out of work, when you need a babysitter, when you're sick, when you need a meal brought to your house, a crowd can't do that. I'll never forget a number of years ago, there's a guy who came to Saddleback for many, many years, sat up in the bleachers, came every week, but never met anybody, never got in a small group. Got very, very sick, was in the hospital for nearly a month. During that month, I was on a world tour. I was gone almost the whole month. When I got back, I was one of the few guys who actually knew the guy. Said, I'll go visit him. So I go to the hospital, see him. He was so mad, he said, I've been in here a month. Nobody from the church visited me. It was his fault. He had nobody to blame but himself. He hadn't made any relationships. He hadn't joined a small group. He hadn't made any connections. Now, as your pastor who loves you, let me just tell you this. I hate to tell you this, but it's true. You're probably going to have a crisis. That's called life. You're probably going to have some kind of crisis, financial crisis, relationship crisis, physical illness crisis. I don't know. But the likelihood of you going through the next 365 days without a crisis is pretty rare. I highly recommend you put the support system in place before the crisis happens. That you build the safety net now, that you establish the relationships, that you be there for people in their crisis so they will be there for you in yours. You need to get in the group now, not when the problem comes. Now, not before you hear that your best friend or your loved one or your spouse has gotten cancer. You need it now. Get in the group now. Here's what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10. Let us be concerned for one another and help one another. We want to help one another show love. We want to help one another do good. That's what groups do. Let us not give up the habit of meeting together. Circle the word habit. Small group is a habit. Let us not give up the habit of meeting together, as some are doing. Instead, let us encourage each other. You know, we started the Daniel Plan for people who wanted us to get in shape, and about 12,000 people in our church signed up. And last year, our church lost 269,000 pounds on the Daniel Plan. A lot of people getting healthier and healthier. One of the things we discovered is that people who did the Daniel Plan in a small group lost twice as much weight as those who did it on their own. Scientifically, statistically proven. People in a group lost twice as much weight, got healthier doing it with others than doing it by themselves. Let's have a little true confession. I had some major back problems all fall. I was in pain most of fall. And finally, in November, I had some a couple of procedures, back procedure, a little surgery, and I think it's going to be okay. But all during that time, because of the procedures, because of back pain, three things. Number one, I couldn't exercise like I'd been doing. And number two, during the holidays, you started bringing me all kinds of really great food. It was delicious, but it was not good for me. Okay. And third, my small group, which was my support group I've been in for years, many of them travel on the peace plan. And we weren't getting to meet every week during the fall. Those three combinations were lethal for me. And I fell off the wagon, and during the fall, I gained about 10 pounds because I didn't have my support group there. So what do? You just get back on the wagon. And I get my support group back and I say, okay, we're gonna get this thing, you know, going again. I mean, it's like having a quiet time. You say, well, I tried to have a quiet time, but I couldn't be consistent in it. And because I can't be consistent, I'm just not gonna have a quiet time every day. That's like saying, you know what? I missed the last four meals. If I can't be consistent in eating, I'm just gonna give up. I'm not gonna eat anymore. You know, I didn't get a bath for 2 days. If I can't be consistent, I'm gonna stop, I'm gonna give up bathing, okay? No more showers. If I can't be, no, you just get back on the wagon. Some of you need to get back on the wagon in the Daniel plan, and you know it. Some of you need to get back on the wagon in a daily quiet time. Some of you need to get back on the wagon in a small group. You need to be a part of that. Get support from a small group. Number two, the other thing you need to do to keep these life-shaping resolutions, ask and expect God to help. Ask and expect. Expect is the prayer of faith. Expect God to help. Isaiah 50 says this, because the sovereign Lord helps me, I'm expecting him, I will not be dismayed. Therefore, I have set my face like a stone. That's commitment. Determined, that's resolution. Determined to do his will. And I know I will triumph. That's faith. I'm going to make it. Now, in that verse, it says two things. Focus on God, have faith in God. That's how you keep a resolution. You focus on God and you have faith in God. The Bible says about Moses, he persevered because he saw him who is invisible. You can only accomplish the impossible if you see the invisible. He's living in light of eternity. That's the only thing that's going to keep you on track. And my job as your pastor is to keep you on track, to keep you focused. So you ready to do this? Are you ready to make these four life-shaping resolutions that will change your life? Let's bow our heads for prayer. As we begin this together, I urge you to make these four life-shaping resolutions and then ask God's Spirit to empower you to keep them. And they will set you on a successful course. I want you to succeed in life. And in the next 6 weeks, we're going to look at God's plan for your life in detail. But nothing happens until you make some choices. Are you ready? As I pray this prayer, you follow me in it and say, me too, God, me too. Dear God, as I begin this year, I don't want to drift through it. And say, me too, Lord. As I begin this new life, I don't want to drift through the rest of my life. I want to move with direction and purpose. So today, like Moses, I want to commit these four life-shaping resolutions. First, with your help, I resolve to not let other people define me anymore. Say, me too, Lord. I resolve to not let other people define me. I want to be what you made me to be. Second, I resolve to choose short-term pain in order to have long-term gain. I want to do the right thing, not the easy thing. Third, I resolve for the rest of my life to live by your values, not the world's values, which aren't going to last. And finally, I resolve to live the rest of my life as best I know how, by faith and not by fear. I don't want to live by fear. I don't want a fear-driven life anymore. Now, Father, I realize that only by your grace and power can I keep these commitments. So, Jesus Christ, I put my total faith in you starting today. Jesus, I ask you to save me, empower me, and help me, guide me. I'm going to stop making excuses. I'm going to join a group, or start a group, where I can receive support. And I pray this in faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, if you enjoy Rick's free email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that for the very first time, these devotions are available in a 365-day devotional hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Devotions. The Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions book makes a great gift for a friend or loved one, and we'll send it to you as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. To get your copy of this great resource, just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. By the way, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, so any gift you give today will be matched up to $25,000, but only till midnight tomorrow. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I want to take a minute and tell you how important your support is to Daily Hope. Your generosity, when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping us take the message of Jesus Christ literally all around the world in the many places where there aren't missionaries or churches. These are called unreached tribes. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the refugee crisis around the world. Literally, millions of people have been displaced from their homes, particularly in the Middle East and in North Africa, because of civil wars and violence. One of those places is South Sudan, where over 200,000 people are living in refugee camps. Now, when people are under tension and in transition, they are more open to the gospel than at any other time. These people who are living in refugee camps right now need the hope of Jesus Christ and the gospel. Now, when you help Daily Hope Radio and Daily Hope Broadcast, we're not only broadcasting across America, but in places like South Sudan, where the station airs our program three times a day. And we're told that many, many people are coming to Christ in this war zone as they listen to these Daily Hope broadcasts. So thanks. Thanks to you. Now, let me just read you one testimony that we've received. Here's a note from a woman who's living in a refugee camp there in South Sudan. She said, my name is Joyce, and I'm from the Central Equatorial State in South Sudan. I lost all five of my children and my beloved husband. This is in the civil war that was going on there, as well as our family possessions during the recent fighting in the capital of Juba. She said, I had planned to commit suicide. There's somebody who needs hope. When I listened to Rick Warren's broadcast, the one called When You Feel Like Giving Up, I got inspired and I dropped the idea of taking my life that very night. And I'll continue to pray God to bless this great preacher. And thank you for giving me hope. Joyce, we're happy to do that. And I want to say it's because of the listeners who are giving faithfully every month to Daily Hope. Do you realize that when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping reach people like Joyce? She was going to commit suicide in a refugee camp. Now, isn't God amazing how when you just give what you can give, God takes it and he multiplies it, and we reach out to people that none of us could reach on our own. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for Joyce. And today I want you to pray for all of the people who are in refugee camps and pray that we'll be able to continue to broadcast on these stations, taking the good news of Jesus Christ and hope to people who need it the most desperately. It's your sacrificial giving. It's your prayer support that makes this possible. So thank you for whatever you can do. And God bless you, my friends.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.